Consumer advocates fear they're losing the battle to have tough regulations placed on payday lenders and consumer leasing companies. The federal government released draft laws late last year, but after intense lobbying, the bill remains in limbo. A group of consumer advocates is heading to Canberra today to lobby for its case. Here's Lexi Metherill with more.
The small loans industry says it was already subject to regulatory reform in 2013 and there's no need for more. But consumer advocates disagree. They point to those like childcare worker Jane. She says she took out small, high-interest loans to pay off hundreds of dollars of overdue bills and has ended up more than $10,000 in debt.
It keeps on accumulating and I reach a stage that I think that I know I couldn't do payments because I'm a low-income owner.
Adam Mooney is the chief executive of Good Shepherd Microfinance.
There are 1.7 million people around Australia that regularly access consumer leasing and small loans that are paying way, way, way above what they should be.
Late last year, the government released draft legislation that would have capped the maximum repayment on a small loan of less than $2,000 at 10% of a consumer's net income. Adam Mooney.
There's no doubt that there's been good intention from all of the ministers and all of the cabinet members, but it appears that there are some backbenchers or someone in the government that simply does not want this legislation to get up.
The chairman of the National Credit Providers Association, Rob Bryant, says many of his members will close if the cap comes in.
To actually bring in the reduction to 10%, we'll see clients a lot worse off. The consumers will be significantly disadvantaged and most likely prohibited. The product will become unviable completely.
The Consumer Household Equipment Rental Providers Association also opposes the cap. Stephen King is the association's president.
We're pretty much in agreement with most of the points of the legislation. I think there's more than a couple of backbenchers that were concerned. And there's been a lot of discussion since it first was mooted, and I think we're pretty close to something that's going to be good for everyone.
A group of consumer advocates will be in Canberra today trying to salvage the legislation. A spokesman for the minister responsible, Michael Sukar, says he will try to meet with them. He says legislation will be progressed this year. The Consumer Action Law Centre's Jared Brodie is worried the existing draft will be watered down.
Well, I think the industry has exercised their lobbying power to have influence over parliamentarians, but what they're not listening to at the moment is the voices of the hundreds of thousands of people who are struggling with debt and financial issues because of payday loans that are exploitative and high cost and leases that can be up to 800% per annum.
Childcare worker Jane is receiving regular texts and calls warning her to repay her debt. She says she does not want to see others end up in her position.
It's a good lesson to be learned. Seek advice from the right place rather than like using the easiest and the fastest way to get help, leaving you in distress and frustration.
It's a borrower who we've called Jane, ending Lexi Metherill's report.